6:48, you're listening to Daybreak in Fraser Lake at 102.9 FM and the now dry Prince Rupert at 8:60 AM. As well, you're listening to Daybreak in Prince George at 91.5 FM. And the Huddy House in Prince George is located in a troubled part of the downtown area. But walk through its doors and you hear the sounds of talking, laughter, and a pressure canner. It's part of a pilot program aimed at passing on the skills of preparing and canning food for the winter ahead. They've done everything from salmon to moose meat to the common apple. Daybreak North's Andrew Criata visited to find out more.
I'm Minnie Bjorklund. I live in Prince George right at the moment, and my band is the Leitli Tené Band, which is the traditional territory for the Prince George area. And I'm originally from Fort St. James, and I also belong to the Beaver Clan. This house is situated just on the skirts of the VLA area, so it's a community house. And what we're trying to do is that we come down in this area because there are so many young mothers out in this area that don't know how to can and do a lot of the things that should be taught to them. So we give them this opportunity to come down here and learn, and they get to take home the products. And I know there was a couple happy ladies when they went home with their salmon. They didn't realize that they were going to be sharing in the profits. Growing up in our era, I mean, we grew up with our parents doing a lot of these things here, so we're on that stage where we can pass it on to them. And you learn from your parents, and then we taught our children, so now I guess it's up to us to go out in the community and teach the rest of the people, whoever wants to learn.
My name's Dawn Agno. I'm the coordinator for the Huddy House. We just started this canning mostly because of the season. This is the season when everybody's harvesting in August and they want to preserve all their food. So the response has been overwhelming. Every day I've had about 20 people sign up, and then when people have to come and go, then there's always somebody else to replace them. So it's been a full house. We started on Monday and we went till 8. We did approximately 12 cases of fish, and we taught everybody here, even the elders here, how to use the pressure cooker. Pressure cooker and pressure canner are two different things I've learned.
We're doing is we're just peeling the apple, and then we're just putting it in there now, and we don't have the fruit fresh yet, but if we had, and what Megan is doing is she has a core, which is that little gadget there, and she sets it right like so, and she pushes it down. So, and we're going to save all of the pieces, like we're not throwing away the peelings or the insides of it. If we get a chance, we're going to make some apple jelly with whatever's left over. So the amount of stuff that we threw away probably for the last 2 days with this canning would probably surprise people, because, I mean, a few fins, and I think that's about all that went out the door. It's not an easy process, but, I mean, we get along. We all have fun here and tell jokes and whatnot, and we give Elmer a bad time, and he's our only male that keeps coming back to show up for us, and which is good. So we do need that male support, and because he can lift up the heavy stuff, like the canning stuff for us, onto the stove and the burners and stuff like that.
My name is Elmer Isaac. I'm Mishka, and I'm glad to be a part of this group. They've accepted me. I've lived off reserve for almost all my life. I don't know any of this stuff. I've never jarred fish. I've never done fruits. This is a new. Something new for me, so I'm quite excited that I'm learning from these ladies, because I know what it's like to be homeless, because I just finally found myself an apartment too. And this food that I got, actually, I was so happy I was going to send a jar home to my family, say, look, those people from Prince George, we actually got fish, and I got to do it myself. So I was going to send something, let them know that I can survive, I know how to survive, and this is survival food for us, and it's helping me out in my new place, because I got nothing. So if you got anything to donate, like a coffee pot. But, you know, one thing I like about this is that laughter is the best medicine. Laughter is, this is a community, and I like being a part of it, because it feels like they adopted me.
bob for apples, you guys.
Halloween's coming, you guys. Hey, you guys. What are you guys going to dress up for Halloween?
I'm an old lady.
Hey, come on now.
Sounds from the Huddy House in downtown Prince George. Thank you very much, Andrew, for that. Huddy is a community house in the downtown area, and they're leading canning sessions throughout the fall. And if you want to learn more, you can call 250-563-7976, or you can email Huddy, that's H-A-D-I-H, Huddy, underscore house, underscore coordinator, at shaw.ca. I'll say that one more time. Huddy, H-A-D-I-H. H underscore house underscore coordinator at shaw.ca.